meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. I'm and Corolla project on right now on TLC. Cool. Big episode.
Oh yeah, there
two.
You are.
There's me.
Oh,
yelling.
Your wife.
There's me yelling at somebody.
Oh, you kissed your wife. I've never seen that before.
That was a stunt woman.
Okay,
did that for TV. You know, going to do Letterman tomorrow or Thursday or something like that. And Drew, tell me if this means I have a problem.
Yes.
Well, let me finish the question.
Yeah.
I was thinking, when am I going to the airport? I'm leaving tomorrow night. Very rare. We usually leave
night.
We usually leave at that 7 a.m. flight.
Why would you leave at night? Why not leave at midday or something?
Well, I got stuff to do.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So we usually leave LAX at 7 in the morning.
Yes, usually we're on the freeway at 5 a.m.
Right. Which case, I pull into LAX and try to grab myself a Bloody Mary and nothing's open until 10.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I'll be able to get myself some booze.
Unless you're not too late.
But I'll get there at 9 o'clock. Does this mean I have a problem if I think about that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, if you put it in the context of the medicine that you consume every night,
and the fact
that you can't sleep without the medicine.
I need my medicine.
And that you're a heavyweight.
Yeah,
and that
heavyweight.
You deny anything, any consequence you've had in your life related to
this
alcohol.
This is an attack. What is this, some sort of goddamn intervention or a radio show?
If you put it in that context, it'd be a problem. But by itself, no.
By itself,
no.
Okay, good. And you know what I've said many times? Right. Well, let's just make airports international waters. They are Las Vegas. Well, there are no clocks. There are no times. There's no day. There's no night. There's no anything. There shouldn't be any. The bar opens up at noon on Sunday. Now,
listen,
Monday through Friday, it opens up at 10. You came in from Australia. You got a 2-day delay, and it's 12 midnight for you instead of 8 a.m. or the next day.
Yeah.
What is that, Drew? Let's just go ahead and make them. What are you going to do? Fly the goddamn plane?
We're getting your car.
Oh.
But here's the deal. Here's what you do. You're literally, what airline are you flying?
I don't know.
You're literally a millionaire.
Yeah.
You go in, plunk down your $200
mm-hmm.
in the red carpet room.
Mm-hmm.
They have alcohol 24/7 there.
Do they?
Yeah. Free.
All right. They always want me to sign up.
Sign up.
Captain's Nest.
Sign up. Then you'll stop complaining. I don't want to hear about this anymore. And then you'll accelerate your decline into addiction.
Yeah.
And then we'll see you.
You know where
we'll
the real argument starts at the airport with me?
You'll be great in recovery.
You know what the real argument starts?
Oh, my God.
The real argument starts with me at the airport, Drew?
What's that?
When I roll into the captain's nest and I'm like, I got a first class ticket to New York. It's international only. Okay, so let me get this straight. If I was flying JFK to Heathrow and had a first-class ticket, I could have a drink. That's 3,000 miles. But if I'm flying LAX to JFK, I can't sit in and have a couple of stale pretzels. That's also 3,000 miles.
How about Florida to Cuba?
Talk about, Florida to Cuba.
How about that?
Yeah, I just mean, I don't make the Florida to Cuba
just L.A. to Cabo San Lucas?
How about I got a ticket that costs $3,300 and you give me $4 worth of Bloody Mary? How about that? That's all I'm saying. Very convenient. Now, if you live in New York, you're cool because...
Every time you go anywhere.
Yeah.
Go to Toronto.
Oh. Sound like Mr. Mooney. Yes. Sativa?
Yeah?
How many of our listeners actually knew what the F you were talking
about? Nobody knows who Mr. Mooney is. Sativa.
Do you know who Mr. Mooney is?
Uh-uh. Mm.
Sativa sounds like a very reasonably priced...
car.
Yeah, it's a car. Well, it's in your introduction into the sports coupe world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got a V6 option. It's peppy, 220 horsepower, 5-speed. But we're trying to keep the price under. It's the yes, the body's the coach work is done in Iowa, but the engine comes from Japan.
Absolutely.
It's a cross venture with Toyota. It's a Sativa. Chevrolet Sativa. All right. Go ahead, Sativa.
Okay, so I had a question for Dr. Drew. When I try and turn myself on by like rubbing my nipples or something, like 2 minutes later I'll start getting depressed and I'll have to like put on my shirt and like run and turn on the TV to like forget about the moment. And I just want to know why.
Is it only when you stimulate yourself on the breast? How about if you stimulate your genitalia?
Yeah, even then I'll get like really uncomfortable. I'll like start feeling depressed.
Sativa has an optional sport package where you can get the 19-inch aluminum rims with the raised white letters and the 6-speaker Bose system.
And you just, on a computer, you can just set it up online. Pick your own color.
That's how we do it now. Mm-hmm. You pick your color, put your Sativa together, order it, and you come pick it up.
It's cool.
No haggling. That's the whole thing. No haggling, Drew. We don't haggle. Yeah?
Okay, Sativa, did anything happen to you sexually? Were you been traumatized?
Not that I know of.
Have you feel okay otherwise about yourself? Were you in a relationship?
I've been in a relationship with this guy, John, for like the past 2 years. And everything's all right. Like, it's cool. I just refuse to take off all my clothes, like just my underwear and my pants. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the difference between the sport package and the touring edition. Mm-hmm. The touring has the moon roof, and the sport has the sunroof. That's a solid roof. The moon is a glass, tinted glass. That's the only real difference between the sport and the touring package on the Sativa. 2006, you'll be able to get the moon roof or the sunroof on either package.
It's a popular line.
It's obviously they're listening to the people. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Trying to figure this out, Sativa, it's obvious, it's easy 60, to go to...
60-40 split on the rear seat, folds down, so you get skis in there, lumber, that kind of thing. 60-40.
They don't have any weird...
Never go 50-50, it's always 60-40 split on that. Go ahead and split that down. Cup holders, did I mention the Bose system?
Yeah, you did.
Optional 6 CD or single CD in dash player.
Or both, yeah, either.
Yeah, or you can pair them up. Okay.
Nice.
Go on.
It's easy to go on the path of trauma, but you don't say you have that. You're okay in a relationship. Have you ever been sexual with somebody before?
Have I what?
Ever had sex with somebody before?
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
It went good. I'm just saying, like, by myself. Like, if I want to, like, turn myself on and, like on my free time, if I want to masturbate or something, I can't do it. Like, I'll try and, like, turn myself on.
Have you ever been able to do that?
Nuh-uh, because, like, 2 minutes later, after, like, rubbing my nipples...
Sativa, you got it. You don't have to keep, listen, we're beginning to think the call is totally bogus, the way you keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again.
The sport seat has a suede, it's a suede just, seat with cloth inserts.
You've said this now four times. Headrest. We got what the problem is. Yeah. We're trying to figure out why, or this is a bogus call, which I have a distinct kind of feeling.
The
heated
nervous,
seats
like,
are part
Adam,
of the,
I love it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, they're part of the touring package.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you can't get them in the sport edition. That's going to change in 207. Yeah.
Can you say my name just, like, one more time?
Yeah, I've only mentioned it 37 times thus far. Drew.
Can you say it one more time?
The pearl white is
the
only...
Haven't you learned by now? Don't you know Adam well enough, the man you love, that if you ask him to do something, you know that's exactly what he won't do?
There's only two options on the paint. There's the pearl white and the Tuscany red. They're both...
Tuscany red?
Yeah. It's a burnt orange. They call it red, but it's sort of Tuscany red. Yeah. There's options like the stainless steel mesh grill, but that's not a dealer option. You can get that and have the dealer install it, but you can't get it from the factory that
way. Oh, that's a nice deal.
Yeah. And the Tuscany red and the pearl white are both metallic paints, and that's going to run the extra $399. Those are the only paint options.
Nice.
Okay. Sativa?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for the 205, Sativa.
So you're able to be sexual with a person. It's just when you're by yourself. Were you ever taught that that was a bad thing to do? Did you have any sort of...
No.
Yeah.
Like
They have a 1.8 inline 4 single overhead cam engine that puts out 167.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Horsepower. It's just a one. Well, it's a 1.8. That's the starting engine.
All right. Well, they have
it puts 167. It's got 211 pounds of torque at 4,000
RPM. That's not bad. You got to remember what cars were like in the 70s.
Well, this is just an inline. I mean, if you want to step up to the V6, they have a 3-liter V6. It's 220 horsepower. It's twin overhead cam engine, port fuel body injection. And then they're going to come out in Europe. They have a 1.7 diesel? Turbo diesel.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's torquey, but it doesn't put out a lot of horsepower. Though they don't think the diesel's coming in. The Sativa is not coming out here.
Is there going to be a...
It's the same engine they use in the European Cobalt. As a matter of fact, the Chevy Cobalt is called the Sativa in Europe.
Oh, how wild is that?
Yeah, see, here they call it the Cobalt. Right, right. There it's called the Sativa.
It's like the Rabbit used to be a Golf in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they have different names. Mm-hmm. Okay. They, of course, have the turbo diesel over there. Sativa?
Yeah.
Well, I said your name 28 more times.
Are you happy now?
All right. Thank you. Okay. What did you think about, like, what I just asked you, though?
I don't, it may be nothing. It may just be, there's often not a drive to masturbate for women, and so it just doesn't feel right. There's no sort of drive to do it, so it just feels funny.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that you receive some messages about it being bad, and there's no drive to do it. You say you've not been traumatized, and you're comfortable with yourself in a relationship, so...
But I...
The sport package comes with a 6-speed manual shift, and the touring edition is either the 6-speed or 5-speed automatic.
Mm, nice.
Okay.
Mm. 5-speed automatic, wow.
Yeah, they're stepping it up. Yeah. Yeah. Also, oh, one thing I missed here. On the Sport Edition, one of the other differences in the Sport Edition beside the moonroof replacing the sunroof is a positive traction locking rear end differential.
Mm.
Okay.
Wow, a lot of options. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a limited slip differential. Mm-hmm. It just helps cornering. Sativa?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just giving your name out again.
All right. Well, thanks. But I had another question.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to cut on myself when I was 7 years old.
Okay, so listen.
Oh, baby.
That means you're a trauma survivor, right? I mean, are you on medication right now?
No, I'm not. Like, no. I've been told I need to be, but I don't know what for. But this is...
Sativa.
Yeah.
You gotta be a little aware of how you come across. It's like, hey, you're on medicine now? Oh, how dare you? What do you? Oh, whoa, no way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be. Yeah, I am.
Well, no. People tell me I should be, but I think I talk too much. I don't know.
All right. Here's the thing, Sativa. Confused. You sound nuts, and I haven't even been listening.
All right.
What are we gonna do? You gonna get some therapy, or are you just gonna go through life nuts?
I don't want to be nuts. I'm gonna get therapy.
All right. Get some therapy, baby. Don't worry about the masturbation stuff.
It's nothing.
Something happened to you. Let's take care of it.
Figure out what it was.
You're 19. Take care of your prom, and you'll be fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you, I've seen some sativas tricked out.
Mm.
I've seen them cruising down Honda, the ground effects, rocker panels, squatted, dropped, triple chrome 19-inch rims, big bazooka mega bass thing.
When they do that.
It's ridiculous when they drop it down. But you know, chrome exhaust tips and all that stuff. Mm. It's a good look. It's a good look.
Nice.
They set up nicely. All right, let's talk to Veronica. Veronica.
Hello?
What's happening, baby doll? You're 22.
Yes, I am. I'm so excited to get some insight.
All right.
Okay. I'm 22. My boyfriend's 25. We've been dating for about 4 months, sexually active for 3. Mm-hmm. And he's easily aroused. However, when we start getting going, he can't finish at all.
Is that
like
the way
half an hour go by, I'm getting bored, tired, sore, nothing.
What does he say that's the way he always is?
Yes.
And how long does it normally take him? Does he tell you?
He does masturbate, and he tells me that it takes him about 15 to 20 minutes just to masturbate.
And how about when he's been with other people? How long does it take him?
Previous to me, he's only had one girlfriend for about 6 years, and she was not very very intimate with him. And so
of course not. She was a horrible bitch.
Yeah. Horrible. Frigid dead fish. Oh, let me just jump in for a
moment.
Awesome. Let me just jump in real quick here. The 1.6 inline, straightforward Sativa, that gets 23 in the city and 19 on the 29 on the highway. Pardon me.
Oh, so it's better than a hybrid. Oh no.
Well, no, it's less, but the 3-liter V6 gets the 19 in the city and 26 on the highway.
It's so popular. Are they going to come out with a hybrid version?
I will if I have my say. Hmm. MSRP starts at 19.5. By the way. Nicely clipped. You're looking about 21 too. Nicely.
Veronica.
Yeah.
So what is it you think she did to him?
She ruined him.
How was it?
I think she ruined him, but apparently she just went down on him all the time. And he said that...
You mean she spoiled him?
Yeah, that's not ruined. That's inflated.
I'm like, okay, first of all,
that's like ruining your car by waxing it too much.
She said what?
I agree.
Yeah, so she spoiled him, right?
Yes, and so apparently he thinks that that's the only thing that can really get him off.
There are those guys. There are those guys.
And he thinks that the only ultimate turn-on for him is for me to go ahead and finish by...
Hey, Veronica, he doesn't think that. That's his.
Veronica, you sound hot because you're a royal pain in the ass.
Yeah, this is not some sort of concept that he has evolved through time cognitively.
He thinks because she cursed his pecker, and now he thinks the only thing that feels good is an orgasm in somebody's mouth.
You should know that there are those guys that cannot orgasm with intercourse and can only do it with oral sex, or at least have such a distinct preference that way that it's difficult for them otherwise. There are guys that are exactly the other way. And there are guys that just take a long time.
And let me tell
you
something. You make fun of those guys. Yeah, the oral guys.
No, I don't make fun of them.
Let me explain.
Would you feel the disdain in my voice?
I know. I know how you feel.
We want to look into it, certainly. God did not mean to. I mean, it's about procreation.
But remember the other night when I was saying, if you can learn to beat off on your feet, the world is your spankatorium.
But you don't mean on your feet. You mean standing.
I mean standing.
Not on your feet.
Oh, not on your feet. Well, that's a byproduct of doing it on your feet while standing. Okay. Yes, you do get some on your feet. That's why I'm not an open toe guy, because I got a staph infection. What's the second to the biggest toe called, Drew? Is that just the number?
Second toe. Second digit.
Okay, fair enough. Where's my point? If you can have an orgasm via oral sex while standing, man, you got to get a security gig at a concert. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You think about that guy.
Mm.
I mean, think about your 20-something year old guy and your bartending.
The rapid trigger guy is going to be able to do that.
He will. Rapid trigger guy with intercourse will able to do a standing oral.
A super rapid trigger guy. You know what I mean? There's some of those guys that are like very rapid.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be whatever.
So there's MSRP and then there's SRT.
Right.
Right. So that guy can't see. I'm just saying, guys, train yourselves. Use a shop vac and just stand up in a closet and see if you can produce something. Because if you can get that, that means a coworker can give you a quick BJ. You know, it's like...
What if it's a guy that doesn't like that so much?
I'm saying he's got to train himself.
To like... You can't. It's Veronica's thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You can't learn to like that.
There's a new hostess. You guys are opening up the restaurant in 15 minutes.
As suboptimal experiences go, it's amongst the best.
Yeah. Veronica, are you good looking?
I don't have a problem getting dates.
Shocker. All right. Look, I don't even know. I haven't been listening again, Drew. What's her deal? She sound like you have a horrible attitude.
My
whole question is that I really like him, and I really can see this going in a good direction. However, when we have sex, it almost feels like I'm inadequate because we're not getting anywhere. And it almost makes me feel like, there's something wrong.
That's your...
Okay. Well, she slid right back into bitchy mode.
Right. That's your perception of the experience. That's not his. And the fact that you can't distinguish your own experience from his, that's not a great sign in terms of your emotional development.
Where's Dad? He just jumped in the sativa and kept driving? Never looked back?
I'll be honest, I don't have a good relationship, but I've actually been to therapy, come to terms with it all. Everything in that area is actually fine.
Well, you need to stay
years,
with some more boundary issues, because he is telling you this is what is the optimal experience, this is what gives me the time of my life with you.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with what you do for him.
Baby, you're angry at Dad. I can hear it.
Well, she wants things to be her way, to her sense of how it's supposed to go, because that's how she gets gratified.
Right. Part of the Sativa touring package is the rear view that has the high beam sensor that will go dark when it gets hit with the high beams.
Nice.
It's nice. Yeah. Not part of the sport package, but not six. I think they're going to offer that.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's what the people want. Ken, we're a different kind of car company over at Sativa, Drew. You know? No haggling. Ken?
Yes.
26?
Yes. Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I just got finished watching the re-airing of the first episode of the Adam Carolla Project. Ooh. And I'm just calling because I've been about a 10-year listener, and I thought that show was fantastic. I thought it was the perfect television show for longtime Loveline fans and listeners. Because
No one else.
Yeah.
Really?
No, you get to see what everyone looks like and all that, right? But
where the hell are you now? I'm watching the show that he's the new one.
Yeah.
Where are you? At somebody's house?
I'm over at a spa.
Oh, that's the spa.
Getting a little facial.
I see.
Yeah, and there's Ray working in his flip-flops, removing a bunch of heavy timbers. Go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's also, there's a glimpse into your life that, you know, a lot of us that have listened to the show for a long time, we enjoy the show because we get a glimpse into your lives every night, and that kind of makes it interesting because sometimes the calls are repetitive, but the stories are always new. And yeah. It's just been really interesting to see that shit. That show, I enjoy it much more than I enjoy the show on Comedy Central, just because I'm not one of those people that wants to say something negative, but I just think it's more suited for the way that you're funny. You tend to make us visualize things in our mind that are funny, and the TV show where you're working on the house
brings
allows
it to life.
You to do more of that.
Yeah, I agree. Great.
Well
thanks,
said.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Keep
sure,
watching.
No
thank you. It's on tonight, everybody. TLC, Adam Carolla Project. All right, Drew.
Break time?
Mm-hmm. Want to break
nice
it down?
It's a good time to break, yeah.
Did I tell you the MSRP on the sativa?
19.5.
19.5 is base. 22.2 nicely equipped.
Nicely equipped.
All right.
What would tricked out be?
Well, again, a lot of these are dealer options. Yeah. You can put this stuff on yourself.
The mesh
you
grill know? Sounds great, and that V8.
Stainless steel, known as the V6.
V6
it's a 3-liter V6, but if you get the optional exhaust system.
Mm. Want all that.
Okay.
My sativa.
All right, we'll get on the internet.
Unfortunately, sativa is a little bit close to a festiva. So
I know.
To be taken seriously.
In Europe, it's the cobalt.
Cobalt sounds much better.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. Do we really need different cars? Like, they do this all the time. Well, here it's the this, but there it's the that, and then in Japan it's the this.
Come on.
Yeah, really. 240Z not going to cut it in Japan? Yeah. Got to call something else? What is that, Drew?
I wish I knew.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Hello. This is your radio. Radio. Love Line will be right back.
Yeah. Love Line. Get it on. Woo. Yeah. We're doing a little lightning round tonight, Drew.
All right.
Look out, buddy.
How did we do that?
I don't remember. We're dusting off the lightning round. Well, there's weather, news, traffic.
Is that part of the lightning round?
I think it's going to be part of it now. And then a lot of trowel dropping. Michael?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
29?
Huh?
29.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, well, I finally decided to get circumcised. And I was wondering, how does the foreskin manage to keep the infection away? Also, is it a good idea what I'm doing? And
Michael, what the hell are you talking about?
What infection?
Well, I've heard when you're uncircumcised, it helps keep infection away or something like
no,
that.
No, when you're uncircumcised, you're more likely to get infection of various types.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You're more likely to get wart virus, more likely to get yeast, more likely to get herpes. All those good things are more likely when you are uncircumcised.
Here, let me explain this uncircumcised and the circumcised thing in a nutshell, and then I'm going to kill myself for the fifth time. The crowd that wants the circumcision reattached, wants the foreskin restored, wants what's left to be pulled down, looks at it as basically child abuse. They're nut jobs.
Well, something was deficient in their parent-child relationship.
They have
beyond
problems.
The foreskin.
They have problems. The other side, like Dr. Drew, that goes insane with the pro foreskin. The pro circumcision thing.
Listen,
I know. I know you don't care.
I don't.
You got
what,
a little energy.
No. My
Here's
deal
thing.
Is, I got energy for what's healthy.
It's 55.
I don't care what people want to do. That's
no,
up to them.
No. That's not. No. See, there you're doing it again because this isn't heroin. This is foreskin. Either way. You'll be fine.
I don't care if people do heroin.
No, I know, Drew, but look, what I'm saying is you have a fair amount of energy in the circumcision department.
I don't feel like it.
You have a very momentous prepuce occupation.
You know what I have energy with? Is I very much...
All the BS that goes back and forth.
Yes. I hate that stuff. It's
okay.
Like, you guys do whatever you want.
No, I know, but you say, you know... No cases of penile cancer in people. Well, no cases in penile cancer for people that aren't circumcised.
But if there wasn't so much energy coming down the other way, I wouldn't have to say those things.
Here's the deal. I'm going to clear it up for everybody because, okay, as usual, I'm the voice of reason.
Oh, my God, look at that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, God.
Here's Drew. I'll explain that in a second. I've done careful analysis. It's about a 60-40 thing. It's not a 90-10 thing. It's about a 60-40 thing. If I had a son, I would get him circumcised. 60-40. Yeah. And if he wasn't circumcised, it wouldn't be any big deal either.
And honestly, I'm about 70-30.
All right.
Seriously. I'm not 95-5.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, Michael. Now, why are you getting circumcised at this advanced age of 29?
Okay, well, two major reasons. My girlfriend, well, my fiance, she always complains that there's like a strong smell.
All right.
That's a good reason.
There's good reason number one.
Right now that you mentioned the yeast infection, maybe that might be something to do with it or something?
Well, yeast and bacteria, anaerobic or non-oxygen using bacteria.
You know what it becomes? You know, let me tell you the difference between the circumcised penis and the uncircumcised penis in the funk department. The circumcised penis is like your foot, although you're wearing sandals. Right. It's open-toed, right, open air. And the circumcised is you got a high top and a gym sock on. Mm-hmm. And that you gotta take a shower after you go to the gym,
you
and you
gotta
clean between your toes,
yeah,
and clean his socks. That's gonna take a little more maintenance. I always say it's the difference between a convertible and a hard top. Nice, but takes a little maintenance. Now the thing about the Sativa 07, we're coming out with a convertible. That's
and that's
only
more maintenance.
But it drops in under 30 seconds. It's a soft top. It's not a power. It's not a hard top, Drew. And it's only going to be available with the sport package of V6. By the way, I'm not going to have the 1.8 liter for Steve.
So anyways, the reason I said look at that, there was an old DVD or something of Adam and I, the original love line for Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Promotional package.
Yeah, it was on the TV show.
And it harkened back to You Need a Brain Vacation.
Yeah.
Which was a commercial we did 12 years ago.
Thank God it never aired, right? All right. Michael.
Yeah.
How much is it to get that foreskin removed at 29?
Well, one guy quoted me, he said just ballpark, probably like close to $1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Reasonable.
That's about right.
Reasonable.
Yeah, there may be a little more for the operating room, the anesthesiologist, that kind of stuff.
Oh, I see. Is that how they do it, Drew? Ups
sometimes,
and extras?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because I can imagine going in and doing that and doing all that for under $1,000. Mm-hmm. Everyone paid?
Well, I bet it's like $1,200, $1,400
when
it's all done.
Okay.
Now,
by
how much
the way, it should be.
Downtime would I have?
A couple weeks.
A couple weeks. And this one's for Adam. Now, you being a weird person, would this change my masturbation habits?
Not change. Would it break it? Would it break the rhythm?
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
They'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
You land on your feet, buddy. That's what I like about you, Michael. All right. Look, I'm only going to answer. Here's my max on circumcision questions. 400.
Okay. We reached it about an hour ago.
Shauna?
Hi.
25?
Yes.
What's up, baby doll?
My husband and I have been married for 2 years, and we had a daughter together exactly a year ago. And ever since we've had a child, my husband seems to have lost a lot of sexual interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I really tried a lot to put spice back into our life again. I mean, dressing up, different places. I've tried everything.
You're
overweight. I cannot get him, just can't get him into it.
Yeah. Have you put on some weight?
No, actually, I'm 5'10", and I wear between a size 4 and a size 6. Before I had the baby, I was size 2 to a size 4. So I was pretty small. I'm just naturally a very lanky person.
How much do you weigh? Because I don't know the size thing that way.
I weigh 133 pounds.
All right.
And I'm 5'10", so I...
All right.
And I...
Lean and mean.
And
here's the deal.
He commented that he likes the fact I have a butt now.
Well, so what does he tell you the reason that he's down to once a month?
He just says that he is really tired and that the baby is a lot of work and he just doesn't have as much energy.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. Okay, let me...
Is he on any medication now, just before you tell me?
Nope, he is not on any medication.
All right, go ahead, Adam.
Well, I think the thing that women need to appreciate about sex and guys and tired and schedules and all that kind of stuff is it's sort of, it becomes what working out becomes to guys. They just, they're tired and they lose their whatever. And they get into this weird little cycle, which is the less they work out, the less energy they have to work out, the more they start eating badly.
There is that.
The more sitting around
there is that with sex, too.
It gets into a little, it's not quite a shame spiral, but it's a little,
it's momentum in the wrong direction,
and it really feels the same way it feels when you're not working out, which is, Christ, I didn't work out last week. Who cares what I eat this week? Right. And then you eat something, then you have a second piece of pie, and you're like, you start feeling bad about yourself. Yeah. And then you just, next thing you know, it's just like, I can't move. The other thing that women need to know about guys in sex is you got to get a boner and you got to get your ass moving. It's not just you got to be there.
Right. Guys are genuinely going to be tired. They really can be sort of tired.
And when you're sort of physically tired and you're not being motivated, and when I say motivated, I'm talking about hot nanny who wants a quickie before the old lady gets back from the supermarket.
That motivates you?
That could motivate.
I see. So it's the Coolidge effect.
Certain guys, yes. Without that motivation, it's sometimes hard to get the guy up off the sofa. So what you have to do is sort of kickstart him a little bit. You just get it on, and he feels good, two strokes into it, and then that's it.
Now, there is one other possibility here. Well, there's probably a lot of possibilities.
The mommy thing. Yeah,
that's the other big one that happens, is that some guys, when a woman becomes mom, they have all sorts of bizarre and conflicted feelings about that and have trouble being sexual with that person.
Right. All right.
And I couldn't hang with that guy either.
Yeah. Oh, really? Drew will eat placenta. He's like a male grizzly.
It's a well-known, well-established, primitive,
I know,
and healthy.
And as far as the nutrients go.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah. All right. Drew, you're a man of passion.
What can I say?
What can I say? Yeah, and talk to Teresa. Teresa?
Yeah?
19?
Yep.
What's up?
I have a condition. I don't think you guys have ever had a call like this before. I have a condition called trichotillomania.
Yeah, we've had it many times. It's a common condition.
3,300 times.
Really?
Tonight. Yeah.
Are you on medication for it?
Yeah.
Are you taking Prozac or Luvox or something?
Actually, I'm on Haloperidol.
That's where you pull your hair
out. Haldol. So you, interesting.
Yeah, that's the hair. Everyone quiet. That's hair pulling.
Yeah, hair pulling. You pull your eyebrows, your eyelashes, your hair, really until you even get bald spots.
Is it go anywhere on your body or is it usually confined to one area, your head somewhere,
it's more
right?
More commonly hair, head and face, but it can be anywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, what's the question?
I have nosopicotrilia. A year ago, I started smoking cigarettes.
When
and
I drive.
That, they put me on the...
Pic-a-nosotillomania? Pic-a-nosomania?
Pic-a-nosomania that I get when I'm driving home from work. That's why I got the limo tint on my car.
When people see that, like, oh my God, Kroll's got a problem.
Yeah, I'll tell you one of the few drawbacks to being a quasi celebrity is the nose picking, the obsessive nose picking in the car.
Can't do that in private. You can't do it in public, really.
You know why? Because everyone's sort of the neighbor who lives down the street.
Yeah.
Hey, look at it. Look at Pinsky over there with his fist up his face.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's
something. Maybe they recognize you. Maybe they don't. But the whole maybe part ruins it. Normally, it's like, oh, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm never going to see this person again.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, my God.
I'm going at it.
On the cell phones. Or take a picture.
Yeah. Teresa?
Yeah.
So what's the question? You started smoking.
I started smoking about maybe a year and a half ago. And then I noticed, like, the hair pulling started up again after it was fine after I got on the Haloperidol. And then, you know, it stopped after a while. And then recently it's just came back again. And I don't know if it's because maybe I'm smoking a little more than I did. And then
what kind of doctor put you on the Haldol?
He's a MD.
Is he a psychiatrist?
What?
A psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Drew, does smoking will speed you up a little bit?
Yeah, it could, and it makes sense to me that it might enhance some of the biology associated
There's a weird thing I notice with smokers or heavy smokers is the more they smoke, the more coffee they drink. The more coffee they drink, the more they smoke, and they generally are just sort of fidgety, and it leads to the next cigarette, which leads to the next cup of coffee.
Right. There is a self-reinforcing quality of stimulants where it drives you on to more, even though it's uncomfortable. you're just driven to more.
That's why it's bad, because you don't even want this coffee. You don't even want your next cigarette. You're just powering forward.
Look at any cocaine binge. Somebody that's doing a crack cocaine binge, they love the first hit, and every subsequent hit thereafter, they feel crappier and crappier and crappier. And they know intellectually that's going to happen.
Unless it's good below.
But they use until they're psychotic on the sniffing dust.
Well, that's the whole thing I could never figure out when I'd stagger out into the kitchen of my apartment, and my roommates would be sitting there high as a kite at 6:15 in the morning, and they're all frantically talking about where they're going to get some more blow.
Right.
And I'd be like, what do you guys want to do, blow at 8 a.m.? I want you to go to bed. You know what I mean? Like, why do you want to? You're not... You're past the point where you're enjoying yourself. You're having a good time at 2 a.m. It's 6:15 now. You're not having a good time.
Precisely the way laboratory mammals behave. They use until they die, basically.
You're saying mammals or animals or mammals?
Mammals. But here's the deal.
Patrick Duffy series from the late 70s.
There are a number of medications that are effective for this, some of which might help you with the smoking. And the serotonin reuptake inhibitors have been used for this. Wellbutrin may have some role to be played. And Haldol is a very powerful medicine with lots of dangerous long-term side effects. So you may want to revisit that, since it's not controlling your symptoms, and maybe you can get on something to help you with the cigarettes, too.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm going to start collecting some cities for our lightning round, Drew.
Go do that. Let's go stand in front of the map.
All right. And we'll be back after this.
Dude, you got issues.
Call Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Line. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Adam Carolla Project on TLC tonight. Give me a little heads up on that. Drew?
Ozzy, barbecuing, makes me hungry.
Yeah, we have it on in the background, the sound down. It's just distracting for Drew. You ready to talk to Travis?
Yep.
25?
Hmm?
Wife was abused as a kid. How will this affect their kids? Travis?
Hello.
So your wife was abused?
Yes, sir.
How was she abused?
Both physically and sexually.
Mm-hmm. And does she have a relationship with her family?
Yes. She actually hasn't seen her father since she was younger.
He was the perpetrator?
Yes.
How was your relationship with her?
Mine and hers are, I guess every once in a while it's rocky, but for the most part it's pretty good.
Been relatively stable. How long?
Your relationship? We've been married for 6 years.
All right. Okay.
Do you have kids?
We have two. Mm-hmm. 3.5 and 1.
How is she with them?
She's a good mom. Like I said, for the most part, there's rocky times, but, I always hear you guys talking about how it kind of comes back and haunts you, and, there's always been things in my, in the back of my mind.
Here's the thing, Travis. First thing is the first damage they do, or the biggest damage they do oftentimes, is marrying an abusive guy.
They pick a perpetrator, yeah.
Right. So if they've dodged that bullet...
You're halfway home.
You're probably two-thirds of the way home.
Then they have about a 60% of becoming an abuser themselves, of some type.
Yeah, but almost everything can fall under that umbrella somewhere.
Well, all right, but...
I'm just saying, they usually pick a guy, bring the fox back to the hen house, and let him have his way with the chickens. And they haven't done that with you, which is good.
And the fact that she's able to have stable relationships is rather unusual. Has she had the treatment?
A few years back, she went and saw a therapist. Yeah. But it wasn't, she actually tried to leave a relationship and left me with the kids for like a week. And she came back, and she goes, I need to see somebody. And
that again. What happened?
It was almost 2 years ago, she left and left me with our son, and I didn't hear from her for like a week.
That's terribly serious. What did she do during that week?
Honestly, we've never really talked about it. She went and saw somebody, and we went to therapy together. I never heard what she did. I know she lived with her mother for most of it, but we didn't really stay in contact. I just kind of figured if she needed her space, and for the most part, actually thought I actually didn't know she was abused until about, I don't know, 6 months back.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So it's been a long, it's been kind of one of those, you know, you learn something new, and here we are now, you know, and so kind of one of those things.
Why don't you get her back into treatment? The more she is supervised with all this, the better it's going to be for your kids.
Okay.
Right?
And that work?
The fact of her just getting off the ship over a week or so, that's big time stuff.
I get the feeling Travis didn't really want to know what she was up to for that week.
Absolutely not. He doesn't sweat the details either. It's like, whatever. Right.
She's in her space.
Yeah, that's not it, Travis. This is very, very serious behavioral problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be just a harbinger of what's to come here.
Yeah.
Because thing, when things get stressful and she just bails, that's not what your kids need.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine about that earlier today, about that person. And I hang out with a lot of them and knew a lot of them. I know them both ways. There's two ways you sort of react to things. Drew, over here, buddy. When people get stressed out or they have... Tell me what you think of this. There's a lot of guys I grew up with that are marginally successful. I'll call them just sort of medium to unsuccessful. One of their main traits is when the world starts sort of coming at them, they just crack a beer, unplug the phone, and lock the door.
Mm.
They just don't want to deal.
That's bizarre, yeah.
And that's how a lot of people are.
Mm.
I mean, when you know, the bill collector comes knocking, they don't answer the door.
Mm.
Their whole thing is just sort of avoid.
Mm.
And get into a little cocoon. Then there's other people, like yourself probably, that have this weird sort of energy that pushes them toward that stuff. It's almost a weird Tourette's. I have that with some people I work with. Like, you'll go... Yeah, listen, this executive, we need to talk. Next thing you know, they're on the phone.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not even done talking about them. Why are they on speakerphone? We got to take care of this.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that? It's another weird one. I think it's almost the same energy. It just ends up getting pushed in the right direction. It's like people who work out for 5 hours a day, because if they weren't doing that, they'd just be eating themselves to death at home.
Right.
Crying into a big tub of Häagen-Dazs.
The cop and the criminal thing.
Right. Same energy, just different ones on the different side of the badge.
Yeah.
But the people that just sort of want to hide, want to avoid, that's the depression thing.
Yeah.
And they can't handle it. They can't cope, and they get stressed out, and they split, or they quit, or they take off, and you don't see them for a month.
Mm.
They go. These are the dudes who have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and one on the way, and split to Florida to go work on a charter boat.
Right.
Screw it.
I was thinking about a woman today I'd heard about who has a child, brought it home, and then left for 6 months.
Yeah,
the nanny's right. It's no big deal. The kid'll be fine. The kid's resilient.
Now, is that? Yeah, but Drew, is that? You know, is that depression? Because it's more than just depression.
It's
one of the cornerstones to not being successful.
It is. But Brooke Shields was depressed. You know, you get overwhelmed. You start feeling like you're going to act out. And some people take off, like maybe Travis's wife, because she's been abused. She's afraid she's going to become an abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, getting out of that environment is adaptive.
Mm-hmm.
It still means very, very serious things are going on, but it prevents her from actually acting out on the kids.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's squeeze in a little Germany or Florida before we go to break. Steven?
Adam.
Carla. I'm tired of it.
Me too.
You're 18. Oh, I'll tell you the one thing I do want to get going, Drew, after talking about it the other night with you, is the candles on the birthday cake. I like to get rid of those.
Well, the birthday
I like
pyre.
The pyre.
Birthday
I like
pyre,
birthday
yeah.
pyre. And I like
put
the bun cake.
Put another candle on my birthday pyre.
I'm going to fire my birthday pyre. Put another candle on my birthday pyre. Okay. Who the F knows how old I am today? It's one flame.
We'll have some pie and sandwiches.
Yeah. All right. Steven?
Yeah. All right. Two nursing assistants were indicted for multiple counts of abuse after it was alleged that they gave elderly patients laxatives as a prank to harass staff that worked shifts after them.
Hmm. Interesting. I like that. And Drew, I know, I always ask, what happened to the angel of death, the mercy killer?
Yeah, what happened to him?
There used to be that weird male nurse mercy killer.
Kill everybody that
Once every 6 weeks in the 70s, there was another mercy killing going on that they'd uncover a guy. And these guys would rack up numbers.
Yeah.
They scoff at serial killing. You know, Ted Bundy kills like 12 co-eds or something. That's nothing. These guys would mow through like 80 people.
Mm.
Angel of death. Mercy killers. Yeah.
The elder abuse only exists in America as a concept.
Right.
So it'd have to be Florida.
Yeah, I'm going, although it's funny, I'm going Germany just to offer a little opposition.
Do Germans have a sense of humor?
No, they don't. They don't, but I think it's very American. All right, I'm back to Florida. I'm going Florida. We're both going Florida, Stephen.
You're wrong. It's Germany.
No.
Yep.
Never listen to you again.
Frankfurt.
Ever.
It's probably on a U.S. military base is what it was.
Yeah, it's over at Ramstein.
I guarantee it was a military base.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Stephen.
Technicality. Yep,
no, sorry, Drew.
I guarantee it was a military base.
I don't
base.
Care. You were stumped.
All right.
You were stumped, humped, and pumped.
Speaking of which,
it's just like moated, corroded, and your meatball exploded. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Get it on.
The hell did you just burp?
I just belched up some garlic. Phone number 1-800-LV-191 822-2050. Come in, strike on. Partner over there, Dr. Drew.
No, next hour.
You know what I'm this close to doing this hour?
Drop and trow.
I will drop trow. I will drop
trow. You have to wait till 11:50.
I'm going to drop trow. I will drop us a trow instead. that's the Latin name for drop and trow. Drotinum of trowbum. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I will drop trow. I'll drop trow. Lisa?
Yes?
I will drop trow. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I thought the Adam Carolla Project was an hour. It's a half hour?
It's an hour. Just feels like a half hour.
Oh, that's fine.
This close to dropping trow. Lisa?
Yes?
23?
Yes.
What's up, baby doll?
I'm attracted to my neighbor, and he's married. And I don't know what to do because I was in a relationship and I can't stop thinking about my neighbor.
When you say neighbor, do you mean apartment above you or do you mean neighboring property?
Property. He lives across the street from me.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know, 45, somewhere in his 40s.
Did you say he's married?
Yeah.
And he has kids?
Yeah, he has two kids, and I know.
And you live where? You live at your home? Do you live with your parents, or who do you live with?
I live with my older sister.
Oh, is it her house?
Yes.
And why are you living over there?
Because, I don't know.
That's a bad sign. It's always a bad sign when the siblings are living together.
No, actually, we get along.
Unless it's a sitcom, and they own a garage, and they're the Lawrence brothers. Remember Joey Lawrence?
Whoa. Yeah, there's that. And then there's...
Joey Lawrence had his thing. He had his thing. He had his, Fonzie thing.
Yeah,
but didn't really catch on that well.
Or if they could have two cute names, Hope and Faith. Then
are they
then
sisters?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
What?
All right, sorry. Go ahead. So why did you move in with your sister?
Well, we go to school together. So, we commute
worse.
All the way to Santa Monica together.
Wow, from Palmdale.
You commute to go to junior college?
No, I go to art school.
Oh, okay.
Right. And she goes the same one?
Yeah.
She goes, okay, all right. Palmdale's a artist mecca over there.
Yeah.
Warhol, I think, started out there
colony,
in the 60s.
An artist
it's
colony.
An artist colony, Palmdale, California. It's awesome.
Palmdale sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, so I mean, there's
what does your neighbor do? Cop, fireman, construction worker?
I think he works
something
for
in the
Boeing.
Village. People,
Boeing.
Oh, okay, yeah, they relocated over to Palmdale.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
I don't really know too much, but my uncles live with us, and they pay rent, and they invite him over to play cards, and I watch him or whatever, but...
Are you just attracted to him, or do you think there's something else cooking?
I don't know, because...
I mean, is he just an attractive man?
Yeah, he is. I can't, help it to look out my window. Usually, he's like working on his house, painting it or fixing it. And I can't help like looking out the window and like fantasizing about him.
Lisa, have you always been like this towards men or relationships? Lots of fantasies and, you know, obsessions.
I think only towards older men.
Yeah. So anything you want to tell us about why that might be the case?
Excuse me?
Okay. Do you
flip over the cards, Adam, please?
Are you a virgin?
No.
When was your last boyfriend?
Like a month ago.
What happened?
He was a virgin, and he didn't know what he was doing in bed, and I was like, okay, you know, I tried it for a while. I even tried to keep the relationship together, but...
Do you have limited experience with boys?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you look like?
I'm 5'5", Hispanic, short hair.
Chunky.
Chunky?
What was that?
Are you a big gal?
I weigh 145.
Mm, 5. Let me do a quick radio math. Hold on a second. Did you say 5'5", 145? Drew, what's 2 times 8?
16.
16, and then 16 plus 1 is 17, still 16?
17.
Hold on a second.
Plus 1.
Plus 1 is...
Adding 1 to 16.
Adding 1 to 16, which is 18. But... No, okay, 17. So 1 plus 16 is 17, but 1 times 16 is still is not 17.
16 one time. One time.
One, okay.
As
see,
to
that's
two
what
times.
I, well, okay, it's all the double speak. Because 1 plus 16 is 17, but then 1 times 16 is not 17. Evidently, that's something else.
1 added to 16 as opposed to 16 one time.
Okay, so anyway, 1 times 16 is 16. Yes?
Yeah.
1 times 5, all the numbers under 100, right?
1 time everything.
But under 100.
Everything.
Under 100?
Everything in the world. One time is that number. Except infinity, I guess you could argue.
Okay, what was the last one? Okay, but one time, like 5,000.
Is 5,000.
And so is 1 times 1 is 2, though.
It's 1.
Okay, well, anyway. I'm just going to skip ahead. We can discuss this off the air. I'm pretty sure.
In Euclidean geometry anyway, so.
Who?
Whatever.
There's some stuff that I think you said that was wrong, but I'm not. I'm going to check into that. So that's 5'5", 145. Radio math works out to 5'3", and 13/16, 161.
Mm.
Oh, wait a minute. We're turning to Lisa. Yeah, that's right. Lisa?
Yes.
All right. So this guy's off limits. He's married.
He's too old.
You know, God bless you. It's kind of old-fashioned that you're having these schoolgirl crushes on your older neighbors, but...
Have you ever acted on any of these things with old guys?
Excuse?
Older guys, Adam, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Have I? Sorry, I can't hear you.
Have you ever acted upon these feelings with any older guys?
Yeah, I actually dated a 37-year-old guy, and that didn't work out because he was like, I don't know, over-obsessed. And
well, none of it's ever
going
Where's your dad? This sounds like a disaster.
Right.
I don't know where my dad is.
You don't?
No.
What happened?
My parents divorced when I was like 7.
And your dad just split to Florida.
I don't know where he went. He was actually a drug dealer.
Beautiful.
Oh, awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So undoubtedly the guys you're attracted to are not such great guys.
You got issues, baby. Let's get some help for yourself. I like the fact that you don't have any kids. I like the fact that you're sort of harmlessly fantasizing, but I'd like you to have a good life.
Yeah.
Or find some good guys to be with and get used to being in a relationship with people that aren't a way of trying to complete the traumas of the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Drew, I know I'm beating a dead horse, but really...
One time,
whatever the number, as long as it's under 100...
That time is that thing is just there one time. Not two times, but one time.
Up to 99.
Mm.
No?
Up to whatever.
Over... 10,000. Okay, so the one time is just a one, and then the one plus that number makes it twice as much.
No.
Okay, because that's what you said before.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive that's what you said. Because here's the thing. One times one is one, according to you.
Mm-hmm.
One plus one is two,
mm-hmm.
so it's doubled. But one plus five is not 10. No, did not double. No, it's not. According to you, it's six. So think about that before you speak next time, okay?
Unless you're in base five.
Okay, and now you're talking Stratego talk. And you sunk my battleship. Alana?
Yes.
Did you hear what Drew was talking about?
I hear everything. This is the funniest thing I think I've ever heard you two discuss.
He doubled the one. That's double its value. But then when it gets to five, that doesn't double. That just goes up by the one.
I get to two. I don't know what he's talking
doesn't
about.
Double the two.
Okay, well, I stopped listening to Alana. Go ahead. Math bores me. Go ahead.
Me too. I've got a quick question. For both of you, Adam, you're usually also very good at giving advice. I'm in a relationship. I am engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past 3 or 4 months, I've been having dreams about my ex-boyfriend, actually several ex-boyfriends, as well as one of the men that I cheated on that boyfriend with. I was just wondering what that could be caused from, or what does it mean when, and they're all sexual dreams.
It means you're about to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that, but I'm not scared of it. It's just out of nowhere. I mean, we've been engaged for about a year and a half.
How soon is the wedding?
I'm sorry?
How soon is the wedding?
The wedding isn't planned yet. We're going to pay for it all ourselves versus like the traditional having the parents and family help out.
Are you on any level having doubts about this marriage?
No, I'm not.
Really?
I'm 100% confident, and I'm just waiting to have the money to pay for it.
I don't like to hear that 100% confident.
Yeah. I'm just very happy.
Methinks thou doesn't protest enough.
Right.
That's really what it is. I like someone who's always about 75% anything.
I'm as good as I can be.
Yeah. Okay. It's the 110% not guilty part that I hear people talk about.
It's bothersome.
No, those are people I fight with.
Well, what do you feel about
anything?
What do these things evoke for
according
you?
According to Drew, there's no such thing as 110%. Yeah.
So there.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else going on? You on medication? You've been...
No, I'm not.
Been exposed to anything sort of... Anything going on in your life that would help us understand this a little bit?
No, that's
now, are these on separate... separate nights?
Yes, it's happening about 3 to 4 nights a week.
All right.
And there are several dreams that I'm able to remember each night, and each one is...
All right, hold on one second.
You haven't started birth control pills or
here's
something?
Here's the thing, Drew. What about this?
Mm.
Sort of like... We talk about once in a while when the shoulder pops out of place.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out. It's hard to get out. And once it pops out,
it keeps coming out.
It gets easier to pop out.
Yeah.
Once you have that old boyfriend dream or that weird deviant sex dream and you're sort of thinking about it that day, especially women that are sort of up in their heads a little bit, guy wakes up, rubs one out, and he's thinking about work. You chicks walk around in a daze all
Still
day.
Still thinking about the bed, sexy dreams.
Thinking about the sexy dreams. Well, plus, also, women think, you know, fairies come to them in their sleep and crap in their ear, and that's how they get dreams. You know, they think everything means something.
It happens from the outside.
I mean...
It's a harbinger. It means something.
If there was a chick who was not that into you, who you worked with, but she had a dream that she had sex with you the night before, you could probably have sex with her that day at work. Only that day, but you could, if you knew about it.
If you were good in the dream.
If you were good in the dream, it would mean enough. It would be enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
Guys, we're trained not to pay attention to our feelings.
Huh.
You know what I mean? We work very hard at ignoring things that we think about when we're asleep.
Yeah.
You guys are writing stuff down. You keep dream diaries. You got the dream catcher hanging over the bed. You got the dream pan under the bed.
Ooh.
Actually, that's mine.
That was your thing.
People put the dream catcher on the ceiling. Yeah. I need the dream pan.
I bet.
I mean, stuff rolls off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once in a while, I can make it up to the dream catcher, but it drops back down to the pan. Yeah?
Yeah. I expect that from you.
Yeah, if I don't dream for a couple of nights, I'll make it up to the dream catcher.
Sure.
But then it's down to that pan.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Indians should come up with one of those.
Alana.
Yeah.
So Alana, but to me...
Okay, you're 100% into your man.
Yes.
To me, it's maximum.
How about the fact that she cheated?
Not on him. This is a past boyfriend.
To me, it's maximum.
I know. But why did you cheat on the past boyfriend?
I wasn't happy, and at that time, I was unable to tell him my true feelings. I was a little scared of telling the truth about my indiscretions. I had never done it before, and
no.
Why did you cheat?
Why did you cheat?
Because I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. Right.
He was, and you are happy
doing
now.
Drugs and yes.
Well, now wait a
Who's
minute.
Who's doing drugs?
No, the ex-boyfriend, the one that I cheated on. He was doing drugs, and I wanted to leave him, but I figured out if I cheated on him and he found out, he would leave me, and that's what happened.
Right, that we understand that, but that's a very chaotic thing to
do.
Yeah,
I know. You tied it up with a nice little bow, but the reality is that is very chaotic. You have the drug addict boyfriend, you have to cheat and then tell him about him so he can freak out and leave.
As opposed to just leaving.
As opposed to just, or saying, look, you're an addict or you're not
this
acting
isn't working
the way
out.
We
I'm
need
out
to act.
Here.
Or not even being out of there. We're going to therapy or we're going to
whatever.
Yeah. Hmm.
All right, Alana, but it does, are you still there, Alana?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Now you're 20.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've already had the drug addict boyfriend you cheated on, and now you're engaged and ready to get married.
Yes.
I would, I put this one off for a little bit.
And they've been engaged for a year and a half. So she was 18 and already been through all this other stuff.
I had a dream that you guys got divorced during annulment after 4 months. It's in my catcher.
So you have a tendency. You have a tendency to. This has a sort of a quasi-biological feel to it. You've not started a recent new birth control pill or anything like that?
No, I have not.
Nothing. No medicines, no nothing.
I'm on no medication. I'm, according to, like, I do, like, Tybo and all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm fairly healthy.
I believe you. What does your boyfriend do for a living?
He is a travel agent for, like, people who do honeymoons and things like that.
I'm going to marry a gay guy.
No, not gay at all. I swear.
Well, it does.
not yet. When do you find out?
It is still. It's still a sort of a. It comes from that impulse to create chaos, right? When she's in intimate relationship, a great way to distance herself from that is to bring in somebody else, bring on some of their feelings, and so it's a way of sort of distancing. At the very minimum, it's a very way of distancing yourself from closeness.
Yeah.
That's about all we can say just in a few minutes here.
Look, when you're 20 and you've already had a couple of rocky relationships. Don't get married.
No.
Give it a few years. Mm. And I'm not talking about 16 months plus 1 is
30.
Still 16. I'm talking about give it 5 years. Mm-hmm. Yes? Yes. Mm-hmm. Huh? Oral? Chrissy? It's a hot name. Chrissy's hot.
Hi.
What's up, Chrissy? Are you hot?
Am I what? Am I hot?
Yeah.
I've been told I am.
Really?
I mean, I'm not like one of those snobby people where I'm like, oh God, I'm so hot.
No, I understand. But if you're, you know, you're good looking, you're good looking.
Well, I work at Hollister.
What the hell's that?
It's like Abercrombie.
Oh, they only hire good looking people.
Mm.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, good looking white people. I think they discriminate.
And Asians.
Yeah, no, there's some black people and some Asian people.
Well, please. They just do that to fill out their EEOC requirements. They don't actually like them.
What is your question?
When I was younger, I used to get cold sores a lot, which most people know is a form of herpes.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, no, not last week, the week before last, I got one, and it was, like, really bad. Mm-hmm. And it went away, and then just yesterday I got another one.
Mm. 19. What do you look like? Just curious. You tall?
I'm 5'6", 130, brown hair, blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's a good combo. You know, there's nothing hotter than a chick working retail. Hot chick working retail. You know what I'm talking about, Drew? Wow, Drew.
That was a new
all
technique.
All-time first, yeah. He's actually playing the hollow fish.
With my glasses and the mic.
Backing Santana up with his glasses. He dragged it along the mic.
It's good.
All right. Drew, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You know when you go to the mall and you go to the Abercrombie and Fitch or whatever it is, or you just go to this sort of upscale place, and there's just that hot 20-year-old chick who's nicely dressed, and she's wearing the stuff that they're selling.
I see,
It looks good on her.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't look so great on you or the chick that's walking out with it, but she looks good. And you know she ain't doing anything with her life, but she's looking good. She kind of knows it. And then you get the feeling that everyone who works there are sort of buddies. They get their little clique. Yeah, you can tell they all hang out a little bit.
Right, right.
You wonder. Then you start thinking, I wonder if it would be weird if I went out and bought these guys beer.
That's what you think.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's fine?
Or you think,
no,
oh,
I think I was 20, would be weird.
When I was 20, why didn't I get a job like this? Why didn't
right,
I do that?
Right, I was stupid. I was cleaning carpets or like shoveling, you know, shoveling asphalt on some roof with a bunch of guys from Guatemala. These guys are sitting nice air conditioning place playing grab ass. And, you know, here's the thing, too. These guys that work at this place, they'll get a couple of those chicks just because they go out and make some margaritas, have a little party at one of the guys' apartments or something. Somebody passes out.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Damn. Pisses me off. Chrissy?
Yes.
Any guys you work with you're hot for?
No, actually, I have a boyfriend.
Where's he work?
A year and a half. He is
over the gap.
Electrician.
Electrician?
Electrician.
Wow. Does he do residential or commercial work?
Commercial.
Hmm. Is he in the union?
Yes.
So he does okay for himself?
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
How old is he?
19.
Oh. Oh. What happened? Was his dad an electrician?
No. His friend actually got him into it.
Wow. That's a good buddy right out of high school.
Yeah.
Good money getting one of those unions. Mm. Dangerous work, though, electrician.
Yeah.
This will zap you. It'll kill you.
Well,
very electricity, very dangerous mistress, Drew. All right, Chrissy, so what's up? Cold sore? Fine.
Yeah.
What's your question about?
You got a boyfriend. You're cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just kind of wondering, like, is oral okay?
Not when you have an outbreak.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. But he's like, come on, it'll be okay. And I'm like, no.
Oh, no. Well, if he wants to get herpes, that's fine. But then, of course, he'll give it to you in the genital region as well.
Yeah. See, I'm more worried about me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you should be.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So you'll have it go from your mouth to his
Schwartz
dark inter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sure.
I thought we used to think there were two different strains, the oral and the
long ago.
Vaginal. Not that.
Long
Not
ago.
That. How long?
I mean, people still make that mistake, but 15 years ago.
I swear I was on this job when we were talking about it.
Well,
we thought there was a difference between the oral herpes and the
What I would have said 10 years ago was that type 1 is more common in the mouth, type 2 is more common in the vagina. Or the
Would you say that now?
But both can occur in both places. Now I can say both can occur in both places with nearly the same frequency.
Mm-hmm. And one type... Times
two is
type?
Worse. Time, one times two is two.
But it's one times one is two, too.
No. Two is the worst kind. Two, you can even get a meningitis with it sometimes. Eye infection is bad news. Bad times.
Okay. Let's talk to JR30. JR?
Hey, Adam.
What's
Adam
up?
Adam and Drew, I love you guys. I love Michelle. I love Anderson. I love this show.
Thanks.
Love your TLC show, too. That is a great show.
Thanks.
But could you at least have your assistant? I know he's gay, but can he at least dress like a guy, though? Does he have to dress like a girl?
That's what he dresses all. That's his dress.
What's the...
In fact, he's toned it down a little bit for the TV show. I've seen him really dress up.
Yeah, tonight it was a little different. It was just like green pants or something. But.
I walked in once. He was wearing capris.
Yeah. I saw him in capris and like snakeskin boots.
I saw him in capris, and he was like... I was like, Matt... Those are capris. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, where do you get dude capris? And he's like, I made them. And I was like, whoa. And not only that, I was like, so how do you, and I was like, well, what do you, and he was like, oh, these are chick pants.
Of course.
These are, so he took female pants, like Jordache pants for chicks, and sewed them up and turned them into capris.
Why didn't he just buy
chicks? On his own stuff. Meanwhile, can't drive a stick. You know what
Hi,
I mean?
Mommy. I'm gay.
All right. So what was your question, Anderson,
here? Anderson, this is Matt, okay. Adam Carolla's assistant. I got your message. I didn't appreciate it. Clearly, if I failed to understand your name twice, but I can understand everyone else's name when they call, it doesn't seem like it's my problem. It seems like you need to enunciate a little bit better or speak slower when you leave a message. I'll pass on that you called to Adam, but I really don't like degrading messages on the voicemail.
Adam.
Straightening everyone out. Straightens me out, too. Pulls me aside, tells me he doesn't like my tone. It's awesome. Yeah, JR, what were you saying?
Oh, okay, good. I thought I got cut off. Is there any way we can get you not to leave Love Line?
No. No. Yeah, well, I'll address that in the upcoming weeks.
In due time.
Well, anything else?
Let me make my case real quick, and then I'll hang up.
All right.
Okay. Now, I know Stern always talks about it's probably a bad idea that you're taking the show, because he talks about it every day, because you can't do the material that you do on this show. You're going to have to fight with your general manager and all these suits that you hate. You can't talk to Drew late night on the way home, drink your red wine, watch your TiVo.
We can still talk to me at night.
You're going to have to go to bed.
He'll drink his wet wine. It'll just be a little earlier.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be drunk while the streetlights are still on. Yeah.
Every night. And you want to have a kid with your wife and all that? Come on. Does it always have to be about the money, though? I mean, you know, I understand, but your fans really want you on the show. We don't want someone like a no-talent like Stryker or Ricky Rackman coming back. I mean, come on.
Ooh, what's up? Stryker standing right here.
Who cares?
He's probably
a nice guy, but come on. Between you, me, and Drew, we're the only ones that can host this show. Come on.
Thanks, JR. Thanks, buddy.
Please.
All right, I'm going to throw your name in the hat.
At least take it under advisement to...
All right, well, listen, thank you. Thank you, Jim. I'm glad you're such a fan.
Passionate
man.
Why?
He's trying to get Corolla to stick around.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Look, I will have updates on my situation in the upcoming weeks. That'll be all I'll say right now. All right, Drew, should we take a break?
Yep.
I appreciate that JR's passion, though.
How long do you think he sat around, like, writing out all the reasons why he should stick around? It was a pretty good argument.
JR?
Yeah, he's thought it out.
Well, him thinking I can't get drunk in the middle of the day is so first.
It's off base. Way off.
Way off. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you come in loaded to this show. What difference does it make?
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, not
you know what, that. Drew? No, listen. No, when you kid about... No, you know what? I have a great sense of humor, but there's one... You cross the line. I like when people who have no sense of humor are announcing what a great sense of humor they are. And I also like people that are super anal and uptight explaining how laid back and easy they are, easy to get along with. I like when people are screaming, you know, everyone likes me. Everyone says I'm easy to get along with. But you bring my children up, but I've never been spoken to in that tone before. Super snotty, snobby people that are super uptight.
I just speak my mind. People can't take the fact that I am just an open, honest person.
Yeah, a lot of people are insecure. Hey, I speak my mind. I have opinions. A lot of people
just
can't
honest,
handle that.
Just honest.
Yeah. You know, you're an ass. And that's why people don't like you. People can't handle it because I speak my mind. I love that.
Stand up for myself.
You know what? I'm your best friend or I'm your worst nightmare. How come you're always my worst nightmare? You're never my best friend. I can be your best friend or I can be your worst nightmare.
No, you can't.
I know. They always do that thing too. And it's this one. They always do this one too. Hey, man, I'm a great guy and everything's cool. I like to have a good time. But you come at me, man. Oh, boy, you got trouble. Yeah, except for they perceive everything and everybody is coming at them all the time. So right. Then you just kind of...
Anderson, this is not Adam Carolla's assistant.
Yeah. How dare you,
go
Anderson.
Get him. Look, Anderson, don't play it again. He'll yell at me tomorrow. I'll have to explain to him it wasn't my fault. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, yeah. Everybody now.
Yeah, Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Drew and I were just talking a little phone etiquette during the break. You know the one that chaps my hide?
Mm.
Once in a while, I'll call my buddy Don, and his mother-in-law does a fair amount of babysitting over at his house, and she'll just pick the phone up. Hello? Then there's always this one. This one I'm processing.
Yeah.
Is Don there? No. Is this Kathy? No, this is her mother. Okay. Announce it at the top. Do that thing where you do the residence thing. Pinsky residence. Mm-hmm. Don't just pick up the phone. Who does that? People do that. You know what I mean?
Or at least
just go to
quickly,
someone's house and just pick the phone up. And then when the person's gears, you can hear their gears just grinding. just grinding.
Hey, you announced that. Like, this is a.
What's that part where people let you sweat it out? They're like, are they effing with you? You know, you call and you're like, is Don there? Hello?
That's the white man's version of who?
Yeah. Don't you want to jump in? Like, if I was at somebody's house, named Harold, and the phone rang, and I just picked up the phone, hello? And they're like, Harold? No. It's like, what? Isn't that weird? Now what? Now, Drew, are you angry or are you stupid or what are you when you do that? Or are you out of it?
Out of it.
Well, do you not know where you are?
Could be fear-based or could be angry, both.
But people who do that, I have the feeling they don't know that they're not at home.
Yeah.
You know how kids don't know that?
Right.
You know, kids talk to you about someone who sits behind them in class who you don't know, but they talk to you like you know them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're angry that the
Sean says that zebras are horses that are... Who the F is Sean? That's what kids do, right?
Right.
I think that's what adults do sometimes when they're kind of like kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm saying, first piece of business, don't pick up anyone's phone. You're at their house, the phone should just be ringing.
Some part of that makes me think they're angry that they have to put the position of having to pick the phone up.
I wouldn't pick the phone up. I don't pick my own phone up.
It's like, hey, they're like mad at the owner of the house, the master of the house, for putting that position. It's, hey, what do you expect? No one knows who I am. I'll prove it to you.
The beauty of the Corollas is there's nobody in the family that doesn't have the old-fashioned phone answering machine that starts. My mom's is the most annoying in the world. It starts with the beep. Where's my beep, Anderson? Starts with the beep, and then the message, and then the beep, and then you start leaving your message, and halfway into the message, she picks up, and then you have to repeat.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's always a little grind. It's always a little something. Yeah.
Hi, this is Adam. Please leave a message.
Now, I don't think there's a message at the top. I don't think there's a beep at the top of that one.
Hmm.
Was that put in there, Anderson?
I didn't put it in.
Hmm. Maybe it's an old engineer Mike move.
Mm.
Marie?
Hi, this is Adam. Please leave a message.
Marie?
Caller who goes by Marie, 28.
Yo.
What's up?
I had no idea I was on the air. Been waiting so long.
All right.
Long.
What's up?
Waiting so long?
Not really. Seven
minutes. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on, Marie. They're selling. You've been waiting...
I know.
7 minutes. Well, hold on. There's somebody who's been waiting almost five times as much as you, which is 33 minutes.
So you better take him first.
So hold on. Let's talk to him. Robert?
Yeah, that's me.
24. What's up, my brother?
Yeah. Well, you see, I got this problem. I got a question for you guys.
Bogus.
Yeah, I don't know if there's something wrong with me. I have this problem. I continuously want to touch myself. Like... You know what I mean? I guess over-masturbation problem of some sort. I don't know what you would call it.
Well, I would call it a bogus call is what I would call it.
No, I do. Seriously, I think I have to do this like 6 or 7 times a day.
You think you have to do it.
That's how I feel, yeah.
You want to do it.
Yes.
You want to masturbate or you want to just have your junk on your hand?
No, actually, I have to touch myself that many times a day. At least that. At least. Even when I'm at work.
You have to masturbate or you have to put your hand on your junk?
Oh, no. I literally do it to myself.
Literally, Adam.
Yes.
Literally
do it.
Literally masturbate. Literally. I literally masturbated with excitement. I literally, when I found out the news about the public, when Ed McMahon showed up at my door, I literally masturbated with excitement. Literally.
So are you looking at pornography when you do this?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I just got a visual. I mean, I watch pornography quite often. My last girlfriend, she left me because she said I do it too much.
Okay. Well, maybe you have an addiction.
Right. Is there addiction in your family?
I don't know if it... Nah, I wouldn't say... Probably. My dad, he
No. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
my dad, he too did it quite often, I believe.
What?
And my mom told me that he had the same kind of problem, I guess.
You talked to your mom
now,
about
hold
this?
On a second. Look, if you put a gun to my head and said, here's three numbers that your dad has beat off. 0, 169 times, 5,000 times. I'd be like, I have no clue as to what number this is.
I'm going to put another gun to your head and say, now talk to your mom about it.
Oh my God.
Oh. I mean, I want to hear about that. He talked to his mom about this, Robert?
Yeah.
What was that conversation like?
Well, it was kind of awkward. It was when I was younger. My mom caught me doing it, and then she caught me again. And so it was kind of awkward at the time, of course, but she said that it kind of ran in the family. And that
Well, it might run in the family if dad is a sex addict and then sexually abuses you.
Oh, no, no, no.
Where do you work? What kind of place do you work at?
Subway.
Subway? Last guy went handling his meat. So, yeah. Let me tell you something about Subway.
What about it?
Potato chips. Sack 8 cents worth of potato chips with a sandwich.
Yeah.
I love Subway sandwiches.
I love those chips.
I love the sandwiches. I love those
chips. Awesome chips because we found out they're sponsor. Anderson, are they really a sponsor?
Yes, what?
Actually,
get it started this week.
I actually genuinely love
that. I love that stuff. I like them. I like
no, and I do love them.
They bake the bread fresh. It's fresh baked bread.
I like Subway sandwiches.
What was the over under on Jared hanging out for more than 6 weeks?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I saw the Jared commercials starting in the late 60s, and I was like, okay, this guy ain't going to make the cut. Still he won't be around next year. Same announcement I made about the Pizza Hut Noid when you had to avoid the Noid. I was like, okay, this guy ain't going to make it. This Noid, this is a horrible idea. Yeah. I didn't think Jared was going to make it, but you know what? He's hung tough.
Well, he's similar to the...
He's a survivor.
To the frog on WB.
Yeah, they hung out.
But eventually...
They got rid of the WB part, but yeah. Robert?
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, you have... Well, okay, when you're 24 and you're a guy, you can get a little momentum with this. I say you either break yourself by not doing it, or you have to get some help.
Yeah.
All right. And the question is now, it truly... And the fact that you've been caught and that kind of thing suggests there is really an addiction here, and the fact that you're doing it at work and there are consequences and you feel bad about it. And the more you feel bad about it, the more you tend to sort of lose yourself into that world. So,
is he doing it at work?
Yeah, he says he took 30-minute breaks at work. He does it. He said literally during work he has to do it.
Yeah. That's why if I ever open a business, no doors on the bathroom.
The reason that most common, there are several common reasons for this. One is bipolar disorder, maybe mm-hmm. manic depressive. Mm-hmm. Secondly, sexual abuse that sort of gets you hypersexual.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, other addictions. You sort of get going with porn as part of a whole addictive process.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there may be a catch bag of other things, but all of which do have treatments and something you ought to look into.
All right, Drew. Number of men. Now, don't give me this number. I want you to write this number down. Number of men between the ages.
Percentage of men.
Percentage of men between the ages, don't let me see, between the ages of 16
mm-hmm.
and 25
mm-hmm.
that said they have squeezed one off at work in some way, shape, or form, whether it be in the bathroom, whether it be in a storage room, whether it be, I would even count it if they were driving a delivery truck or something and pulled over. Even if they're driving a delivery truck and stopped at their house to squeeze one off,
we got to remember this is a wide range of men. This is across all disciplines and professions and things.
Yeah, but yeah. The 18 to 25 or 16 to 25 suggests some of these guys who might be CPAs now worked at a Del Taco when they were 17 and squeezed one off in the bathroom.
I'm going to go a little
Don't give it to me, Drew, and right. don't make your announcement. I'm going to cut my hand so I can write mine.
There are numbers that I could imagine more. I think I know where you're going.
I'm over 100%. All right, Drew, you got your number?
Yeah.
Your name? All right, let me see your number. 60%?
Yeah.
61.
There you go. Oh, yes, I said you're a little higher than me.
Simpatico, my friend.
I think 70 is a reasonable number, too.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd give men a benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. All right, well, 1 percentage point off. Not bad. And now we're convinced we're right. That's all it takes for us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You have 5 seconds.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
2.
Back in a minute.
1.
Hey, everybody. Ace Rockola, there's a good old partner, Dr. Drew. Passionate man. This close to doing what? Let's get some traffic and weather out. News, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour.
Don't you dare drop trout first. Do not drop trout. You might drop trout first.
Drop trout. Drop trout. Mark, don't drop trout. Don't drop trout.
Oh, he drops trout.
6-7 coming to Agora Hills, Alhambra. 6-7 Arcadia, 6-7 degrees. Artesia checking in, 6-7 degrees. Avalon, 6-7 degrees. Azusa, 6-7 degrees. Baldwin Park, 6-7 degrees. Bell, 6-7 degrees. Bell Gardens, 6-7 degrees. Bell Flower, 6-7 degrees. Beverly Hills, 6-7 degrees. Bradbury Park, 6-7 degrees. Burbank, 6-7 degrees. Calabasas is checking in what, Drew?
6-7 degrees.
67 degrees. Cerritos, 67. Oh, Claremont, 67. Lord. City of Commerce, 6-7. Compton, 6-7. Covina, 6-7. Cudahy checking in. Big, 6-7. 6-7 degrees, that is. Culver City checking in. 6-7 degrees. 822, 22 after 8 o'clock. That is 38 away from the top of the hour. Straight up, we got traffic, news, weather, weather, traffic, news, weather.
What's going on the 405, Adam?
What's going on the 405? We got mattress in lane, slow and go. Look out for brake lights. Look out for brake lights. Number 3 lane closed off, 118. We got we got debris out lane. Looks like a refrigerator box out there. 101, slow and go. 110, 18 wheeler collides with a Vespa. I'm going to clean that up. I'll tell you what right now. I'll tell you what right now. We got the 5 and the 4 level exchange. Caltrans on the scene. CHP over there. There's debris in lanes. The number 1, the number 3, and the number 5 lanes all shut off on that. Again, look out for brake lights.
Did you
slow
mention
and the go. Sig alert brewing on the 118. Acton coming in 6-7 degrees. Alondra Park 6-7. Altadena 6-7 degrees. Avocado Heights 6-7 degrees. Charter Oak 6-7. Citrus checking in 6-7 degrees. Del Air 6-7 and Bel Air checking in 67 degrees. Got spill load now. This just in. Spill load of gravel on the 405. That's coming off a Bobtail truck. That's on the 405, the 118 exchange. Look out. Slow and go over the 5 pass over there. Oh, we got traffic and weather. Weather and traffic and news. Not at the top of the hour, but also the half hour, the quarter hour, the 8th hour, the 16th hour, 32nd hour, 64th hour, the 128th hour.
But first,
more traffic and more weather. Slow and go on the 405, mattress in lane. Oh, we got some news coming in here. Trouble in the Middle East, everybody. Trouble in the Middle East. That's just off the news desk. We'll be following that up. Trouble in the Middle East, everybody. More as that story comes in. We'll be on top of that story. Trouble in the Middle East. Breaking news out of the Middle East. We'll keep on top of that. Jen Ryan over at the news desk going to come in time.
Right.
That's going to stay on top of that one. Trouble in the Middle East, everybody. Breaking news. Trouble in the Middle East. We'll follow that up. Remember, news at the top of the hour, the half hour, the 8th hour, the quarter hour, the 16th of an hour, and the 32nd hour. Let's hop to the phones, Drew. Then we got to get back to more traffic, weather, traffic, and weather.
Oh, there's a breaking
now
news.
Now get ready for hot, horny studs.
There's breaking news. 405 mattress in lanes. Cudahy checking in 67 degrees. Burbank coming in 67. Watch out. Slow and go on the 118. Bellflower 67. Beverly Hills 67. Santa Monica 67. Commerce. Drew, guess? 67. That's right. Pico Rivera 67. Inglewood 67 degrees. Huntington Park 67. Silmar, Malibu, Pomona, Indio. All 67 degrees.
One of our foreign phone forces just called in with
us. We just got off the foreign news desk.
Injury accident.
Trouble in the Middle East, by
CHP
the way.
CHP
is on. They're on the call. Yeah.
Paramedic.
Caltrans dispatch. Oh, we got a helicopter coming. They're medevacing this guy out of here. I'll tell you, one more traffic and weather.
I will drop down.
Ron, 29 degrees. I'm making everything degrees now.
My guess for that percentage thing of people who drove off of work, it was 50, so I was close.
Yeah.
What does it say about me that I have never wanted to do that? I mean, between ages of 16 and 25.
Ron really sounds like that guy saying, you're gay. Get ready for the hot, horny sex, doesn't he, Marcus?
Low levels of circulating testosterone.
Now get
Let's
ready
check.
For hot, horny studs.
That's him. that's him, right?
Ron, is that you?
Yeah.
Say, now get ready for hot, horny sex.
Hot, horny studs.
Studs, sorry.
Hot, horny sex.
No, all right. Let's do it like you mean. Are you ready? Now get ready for hot, horny studs. You ready? Go.
Now get ready for hot, horny studs.
Now get ready for hot, horny studs.
I mean,
Ron,
you know, I
calling
going off like 5 times a day, but you know, I would never think about doing
12
it
times a day.
Ron calling from San Francisco Bay Area. Let me check the temps on that area. Coming in 67 degrees. Also off the news desk, this breaking international news: trouble in the Middle East. We'll be following that story up. News again at the top of the hour, the quarter hour, the half hour, the 16th, the 32nd, the 128th of the hour.
What kind of work do you do, Ron? What kind of work?
Pardon?
What kind of work do you do?
Ron, let's keep it moving along now. We got more news, traffic, and weather, traffic, and news coming up at the top of the hour.
What kind of work do you do?
I proofread financial documents.
Yeah, well, that's not the sexiest of work.
Pardon?
I'm up against a break here. Let's give a quick traffic report out there. I know a lot of you guys on the road. Slow and go on the 405, 118. Look out for Mattress and Lanes. Got an 18-wheeler collided with a moped on the 110. Look out for that one. Also, Caltrans on the scene. Obviously, they've closed off the number 3, the number 5, number 9, and number 4.5.
Friday slow on the 4-level.
Friday slow and go. Watch out for brake lights on the 4-level and exchange. Also, this just in trouble in the Middle East, everybody. We're going to keep on top of that story. That's breaking out of the Middle East. Trouble in the Middle East. And look, I was just spilled load in lanes on the 405.
Oranges.
Check out that.
Oranges this time.
Oranges. Come on, making orange juice out there. We got sig alert going on.
Tomatoes last week.
What's Ron doing over here, Drew?
He's not masturbating at work.
All right. Let's keep on keeping on. We'll speak to Jennifer. This close to dropping trow, by the way.
He will drop trow.
Back me up. Take a picture of me dropping trow. Show your friends. Jennifer, 17.
Trouble in the Middle East.
This news story just coming off the news desk, the Acto news desk at the top of the hour. Spilled load in the Middle East. Wait a minute. I misread that. Trouble in the Middle East, everybody. So there's some news. Stop the presses. We'll be following that story all morning long. Keep you updated
Jennifer
on that
17.
One. Trouble in the Middle East, everybody. Trouble in the Middle East. Here's what I'd love to do. I would love to do a rap goddamn video. It would be called Trouble in the Middle East, and it would just have news reporters, Trouble in the Middle East, and just be calendar pages just blowing by, seasons changing, men going from young to old, gray with beards, all that time-lapse stuff in nature, a acorn turning into a mighty oak tree and then being hit by lightning and burning and going to the glaciers moving, ice changes, ice ages blowing in and continental drifts and divides, and just it'd be all set against the background of trouble in the Middle East. Shocker. Trouble. Can't be the people. That's the one thing I know it's not. It can't be the people.
It's a circumstance.
It's just the circumstances. It's the government, who are made up mainly of Swedes.
Are Martians.
Martians, that's right. They're people from different planets. They're not people who live in that region.
No,
not those people. No. It's just the government that's bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mexico's got the same problem. Corrupt Nordic government. Yeah, that's the problem. It's not the people.
Jennifer, what's your question?
Not the people.
Hi. I was just wondering if there was anything I could do to make my breasts bigger without getting breast implants or taking birth control.
Kinda Hayes checking in. No. 67 degrees, by the way, Culver City, 67.
If there were, everyone, of course, would do it.
A few more attempts to get out before we go to break. Lancaster, 67, Lawndale, 67, Lomita, 67, Long Beach, 67, Los Angeles, 67, Linwood, 67, Malibu, 67, Manhattan Beach, 67, Maywood, 67, Monrovia, 67, Montebello, 67, Monterey Park, 67, Norwalk, 67, blah, 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 blah. Does anyone listen? Does anyone listen to that?
I hope not.
Ever ran back to the house and grabbed a sweater because you're pulling down the driveway and heard it was going to be 67 in Norwalk?
Nobody's listening.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Well, there you go, everybody. Another fabulous show, deeply tucked into the ground.
You're out for a couple nights.
Yeah, Mark Hoppus is in here from Blink-182, who's a perfectly capable young man.
By the way, the nearest to a gay experience I had was him. I'll talk about that tonight.
We just played Bakersfield.
And he sent me a bunch of stuff from his clothing line. So tell him I've washed it, I've worn it, and I enjoy it.
I have a really big dick.
There he is. We'll hear about that tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Until next time, Santa Crow for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.